Commander in Brief Weekly, 15 minutes, zero fluff. I'm Stuart Leo. Let me give you the idea first before the story that earns it. Automation is a thing you manage. What you do with the room it clears is a thing you lead. Collapse those two jobs into one, and a chatbot becomes a layoff. Hold them apart, and same chatbot becomes a growth engine. That is the whole episode. Everything from here is the proof. So hold that line, and let me tell you about a chatbot named Billy. In 2021, Inca company that runs most of the IKEA stores on Earth switched on a customer service bot called Billy. Nothing remarkable about that. Every retailer was doing it. The remarkable thing is what Billy became good at. By the numbers IKEA has put on the record, Billy now resolves around 47% of customer contacts, nearly half. Something like 3.2 million conversations that used to need a person handled without one. The operating saving runs to roughly 13 million euros now. You know the next move. Everyone knows the next move. Half your contact volume just stopped needing humans, so you thank the humans and you let a good number of them go. That is the script the last 3 years of headlines have trained all of us to expect. Automate the work, subtract the worker, book the saving. IKEA didn't run that script. Here is what they did instead. And I want to keep this to the One Division so it stays useful to you, because IKEA is a giant, and most of what a giant does doesn't transfer. Yeah, this part does. Take just the customer service function. Billy absorbs the simple, repetitive, high volume contacts. Where's my order? How do I return this? What are your hours? The easy half. What's left over is the hard half. The contacts a bot escalates, the ones that need judgment, patience, a human who can actually picture the problem. IKEA looked at that leftover pile and did something I think is genuinely clever. They didn't read it as a cost to keep grinding down. They read it as a map. The contacts Billy couldn't handle were a signal. They were the company telling itself in its own data exactly where human beings were still worth the most. And the highest concentration of that, the richest leftover, wasn't complaints. It was design. People who didn't want a returns label. People who wanted help deciding what to actually buy for an awkward corner of a real room. So since 2021, IKEA has retrained around 8,500 call center co-workers, not into nothing, not into a severance queue, into remote interior design advisors, people who get on a video call, look at your space, and help you spend money well. That channel, remote selling, reached 1.3 billion euros in a single year. More than 73,000 customers have used the design help. And IKEA's stated target is for that channel to carry 10% of sales by 2028, up from low single digits. Let me be careful, because the honest version is stronger than the hyped one. I am not telling you 8,500 retrained workers generated 1.3 billion euros. That is not the claim. The retraining staffed and enabled a channel that grew to 1.3 billion. The causation is loose, and these are IKEA's own numbers, not an audited result. Hold them as company reported. But the shape of the decision is not in dispute. Faced with a machine that cleared half the floor, IKEA used the space to move people up into higher value work, and it funded a growth engine instead of trimming an overhead. In the work I do, the second of the five foundational principles in the Resolute system is four words long. Lead people, manage things. It sounds like a slogan. It is actually a warning. The full version goes, leadership is not management. and the difference creates a positive tension when you apply it correctly, and a destructive one when you collapse it into a single job. Sit with that word, collapse. Here is what automation does to most leaders. It is the most powerful management technology ever built. It standardizes, it scales, it removes variance, it drives cost out of a process. And that is the entire point of it. So when a tool that good lands on your desk, the gravitational pull is to point it at everything, including your people, to let the same logic that optimized the workflow optimize the headcount. And the moment you do that, you have collapsed the two jobs. You are now managing your people, treating them as a line in the same spreadsheet as the chatbot, a variable to be reduced. You have stopped leading them. That is the trap, not the automation, you know, the collapse. What IKEA did, you know, and this is the whole lens, you know, is refuse to collapse it. They let Billy be a thing they managed. Manage the bot, optimize the bot, drive the cost out of the bot, all of it, no sentiment. But the people the bot freed up stayed on the other side of the line. The people were still a thing to be led, developed, moved, pointed at work that was worth more. Two jobs held apart. That is, you know, the positive tension the principal is talking about. And notice what holding the tension unlocked, because this is the part most leaders never get to see. The cost out company stops at the saving, you know, 13 million euros banked, done. And, you know, that number can never be larger than your, you know, current wage bill. It has a ceiling. The lead people company kept going, and the redeployment opened a revenue line. A revenue line has no ceiling. The leader who collapses the two jobs gets the saving. The leader who holds them apart gets the saving and the growth. Same chatbot, same 47%, completely different company on the other side of the decision. IKEA's own data chief put it more plainly than I can. "We have to make AI work for humans," he said. "Humans should not work for AI." Or, the line I keep coming back to, "AI can design your home, but humans make it feel like one." You don't run IKEA. Neither do I. So let me make this land for the 5 to 50 million operator, because the principle scales down better than almost anything else in the model. Three things I'd do. First, the next time you automate anything, force two decisions apart on paper. Write down what the machine took over. That is the management decision, and you should make it coldly. And then on a separate line, write down who just got freed and treat that as a completely different question. The mistake is letting the savings number auto-answer the people question. It shouldn't. They are not the same job. Don't let the spreadsheet collapse them for you. Second, read what the machine can't do as your demand map. This is the move I'd steal from IKEA wholesale. The work your automation keeps escalating to a human, the residual, the leftover, the hard half, that is not a backlog. That is a signal showing you exactly where human judgment is still concentrated, and that work is almost always your higher margin work. The bot isn't just clearing the floor. It is drawing you a map of where to send your people next. Third, and this is the one that costs, because it asks you to admit what you actually built the business case on. Most automation gets sold internally as cost out. Headcount down, saving booked, board happy. But cost out is a one-time win that caps at today's wage bill. And then it's gone. Redeployment is a revenue line with no cap. So look at your last automation project and ask the honest question. Did I instrument it to subtract people or to move them up? Because you will tend to get exactly the one you measured for. If the only number on the slide was the saving is all you were ever going to get. You know, here is the one thing to carry out of this. Most leaders think the hard part of automation is the technology picking the tool, training the model, getting Billy to resolve 47% instead of 30. That part is just management. It's a thing. Like, you'll figure the thing out. You know, and the hard part is the decision the machine hands back to you the moment it works. It clears a space, and then it asks you a question it cannot answer. What are these people for now? And that question is not a cost question. It is a leadership one. The companies that hear it as a cost question lay people off and book a saving with a ceiling. The companies that hear it as a leadership question move people up and open a line with no ceiling. IKEA heard it right. It read a chatbot's failures as a map of all where its people were still worth the most. And it walked 8,500 of them toward that work instead of out the door. So here it is again, the line I gave you at the start, now that you've seen the proof. Automation is a thing you manage. So what you do with the room it clears is a thing you lead. Don't collapse the two. The whole difference between cost and growth is living inside that one decision. That's what I have for you this week. Operator to operator. I'll see you next week. That was Commander in Brief. If something here landed, the conversation continues at stuartleo.com. See you next week.